Hello, this is Jill Wigmore Welsh here from Reading in Berkshire, and I'm just recording another movement based soma coding lesson, which is around this current theme of the rib cage. I'm particularly interested in this interface between the ribs and the spine and the vertebra. In this lesson, I would like you to be thinking about the way in which you can invite your ribs to be involved with the movements that we're going to be doing. And also at the same time, I'd like you to observe if you have any sense of tension within your body. The lesson is going to be performed in sitting. If you've got a stool without a back, that would be great. If you're on a chair, then just move yourself towards the front edge of the chair. And first of all, begin to allow yourself to bring your attention in quite a mindful way to your body. It's quite normal for us to allow our mind to wander. And while we're doing this lesson, what you're going to be doing is keeping your mind thinking about your body and directing the attention of your mind from one area of the body to the other. So the prop that you might like to have to hand, a prop you might like to have to hand, is a long scarf, the sort of scarf that you might wear around your neck. A thin scarf that's about, what, a meter and a half long, something like that. If you don't have a scarf, you can use a couple of belts that are just sort of linked together, but ideally a scarf or a strip of fabric would be a useful thing to have. So bring yourself to sit with your feet flat on the floor. As you're sitting in this configuration, allow yourself to think of the door behind you being closed. Allow yourself to have the time. You're not going to be disturbed. Turn off your phone. Make sure that no one's going to walk into the room as you're doing this process, which will mean that you can feel quite safe and relaxed and comfortable. Check out what sort of clothes you're wearing and get yourself to be wearing something where you can be really relaxed, nothing with a very tight waistband or necktie or belt. So leave all of the outside world outside the door and bring all of your attention to yourself as you sit here. That's right, and then just take a couple of moments just to notice how you feel inside yourself doing this process. So as you sit, you can close your eyes or you can leave your eyes open. Just bring your hands to rest lightly on your knees. And notice what your elbows are like and perhaps invite your elbows to be relaxed. And as you're sitting in this configuration, I'd like you to think about the sit bones that you're sitting on. As you're sitting on the chair, you've got two bony prominences that we call ischial tuberosities that stick out from the bottom of your pelvis, and you're sitting on those two bony points. And just imagine you were going to lean over to one side and sort of lift one side as if you were going to slide one hand just underneath you, and think about which side you'd feel comfortable to lean towards. Would it be leaning to the right, or would it be leaning to the left? Which side feels the most natural? So just notice if you're taking more weight on one side of your pelvis, the ischial tuberosity is digging perhaps more firmly into the base of the chair, seat underneath you. And just notice that and allow that just to be part of your curiosity. Think about your shoulders, notice how they're feeling today. Do you have any particular aches or pains in your shoulders? It might be that you've been working at a desk or using a keyboard today. And so just notice those feelings, tensionings, etc. If you notice you have a particular feeling of discomfort, instead of wriggling and wiggling to try to avoid it, just allow yourself to perhaps go for a few seconds into that position to find out what it is that's causing you to have that discomfort. It might be if you slump a little, or you lean back or lean forward. You might find a place where actually the discomfort seems to be coming on a bit more. You might find there's equally a place that you can move to where some of that muscle tensioning and maybe some of that sort of muscle tensioning, achiness, whatever you want to call it, can be slightly relieved. So just move a little, just a very gentle micro movement this way and the other, moving your weight from one side of your ischial tuberosity to the other side, allowing yourself just to shift the weight of your pelvis. And then as you're doing that, notice the quality of the shifting of the movement. Is that shifting a rocking of the shoulders from side to side? Sideways bending? Is it what we call a translation movement? So it's just pivoting or shifting through the same horizontal axis from side to side. And maybe just do a few gentle, tiny little movements of all of those. Maybe a little side bend, a little side shift, some forward and backward rocking. Just allow yourself to just move a tiny bit. And then take up the scarf, if you've got one, and just put the centre of it, the centre of the middle part of the scarf, around the back of your rib cage, so that you're holding the ends in front of you. So your elbows are bent in towards your side, and you've got the scarf around you, as if it's the sort of reverse configuration of a pair of reins going off down to a horse's mouth. And as you sit, just allow your self to move forward so that you lean forward a little, and you keep this configuration of the elbows being into your side and the elbows bent. The scarf is moving and you're just gently pulling yourself forward with your arms and feeling how that weight moves and shifts your weight on those ischial tuberosities. And as you're doing this movement, just feel that you can pull a little on the arms. Notice the amount of muscle tension and activity going on when you're doing this sort of action for what is really just maximally a couple of minutes sustained activity. It starts to get unpleasant or uncomfortable. Just leave that alone, stop doing what you're doing. And if not, then carry on a few more moments, notice what it's like, and then just let the scarf go. Let your hands rest on your knees, let your elbows come away from your sides, allow your shoulders to relax completely, and notice what it feels to sit like this now. As you sit in this configuration, do you have any discomfort? And bring the scarf back up, but this time what you're going to do is wrap it around just at the bottom part of your ribs, but this time you're going to cross it in front of you. And you're just going to allow your shoulders to be relaxed. Your hands are just holding the ends of the scarf just underneath the sort of chest area, but your shoulders are nice and relaxed. And this time you're going to just pull that scarf a little bit tight and allow yourself to take a deep breath in. And notice what it feels like to breathe in this way with this sort of constriction in these bottom ribs. So just breathing in, and as you breathe in, just match the resistance of the inward breath by the pulling on your arms, and then as you breathe out, allow that pulling to ease, so you get a variation in the contracting and relaxing of the muscles in your arms. And then just repeat that again, breathe in, take pressure on that scarf to meet the in breath, and then let it go. And as you let it go this time, just allow the scarf to come away, and hands resting on your legs, and notice how you are now as you sit. Now, without the scarf there, it's as if that scarf is still there, of course, because that pressure feeling has been imprinted onto your system. Your brain has felt that feeling there. So as you breathe in, direct the air to the area that would be where that scarf would be, and then allow that air to just go out. That's right. And as you're breathing in, and then gently breathing out, let's begin to make a small movement of curling and rolling back off the sit bones to sit on the fatter, chunkier muscles of your bottom at the back. So your back is rolling and curling. So you're just collapsing down. And then allowing yourself to roll forward, lengthening and extending your spine. Feeling your weight move forward of those sit bones. So you're just moving forward and backwards. So there's a nice natural undulating movement taking place in your pelvis, nice and slow, tiny little movements and comfortable. And then back to the neutral position. And then move into an arching position. Very simple. As your hands are resting on your legs, allow yourself to curl your pelvis back and notice what it feels like to roll your hands so that your thumbs begin to roll further and further down, as if the thumbs are pointing towards the floor as you roll backwards and your head looks down. And then very slowly, as you roll that pelvis forward, come in front of the sitting bones, allow your thumbs to lift up, pointing up towards the ceiling, and your palms rolling so that your fingers are opening. So your pelvis is moving, you're rolling on that pelvis, you're moving back, sitting on the fatter part of your bottom muscles, your glutei. Hands are rolling down, 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 down. Head's looking down. And then slowly rolling forward. Opening your hands, thumbs turning out. And roll forward as far as you can and open everything up and maybe lift up and look a little towards the ceiling. And then do that two or three times in your own time. Just getting this feeling of rolling backwards and forwards. And feeling the transitioning. And then stop and find yourself a central place to sit. And notice how your ribcage feels now. Notice how heavy you feel. Notice any sense of shift that you might have in the way that you're breathing. Notice the heaviness of your hands resting on your lap. and allow yourself to take the weight through your bones. And just feel the weight here of your body resting. Drawing attention to the outward breath as usual, breathing out, 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 out. A little space and then back in comes the air. And then just naturally allowing the air to go out again. That's right. And then in again. And that brings us to the end of this short process. As you begin to start to come to the end, just allow yourself to look around, have a little move, feel how your shoulders feel. This is an excellent process to practice if you sit at a desk most of the day. You can do this just to help yourself to make some shifts and changes in the way that you're firing off different muscle groups, so that you're not creating the same habit and pattern of maybe using an arm to hold a phone or keying in using thumb and two fingers, or in my case, fingers. Just two fingers usually. I can't type particularly well. Or if you use a phone all the time, it might be you just use your thumbs. Staring at a small screen. So allow yourself just to settle. Perform some of those like sideways movements and just notice how your body feels now. And thank you very much for doing this lesson, and I look forward to hearing from you very soon. Take care.